since he discovered America, and he worked for the king, and queen of Spain.
Tell me what you know about the Pilgrims.
Well, they moved from England and came to America, to Plymouth Rock, and it was hard for them at first when they came, and a lot of them died and stuff. And the Indians, they met the Indians when they came along to help them, and that was how the first Thanksgiving started.
Can you tell me anything else about the Pilgrims?
They moved from England because of the king. He wasn't treating them right, and they couldn't have they had to worship what he wanted to worship and do what he wanted to do, and they didn't like that, so they moved.
Can you tell me anything else? Okay, great. Tell me everything you know about George Washington.
He was the first president. He was a... He fought in the Civil War. He was a general in the Civil War. And shot down his father's cherry tree. He was a little boy.
Tell me everything, even if you're not sure, tell me anyway, okay? Can you tell me anything else about George Washington? Even if you're not sure. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Now tell me everything you know about the Declaration of Independence.
The Declaration, it was written in, I think, 1776. It was written by Thomas Jefferson. They wrote it because they needed a set of rules when they broke free from Britain. And lots of delegates from 13 colonies came, and they held a meeting that lasted for a long time to talk about it.
Can you tell me anything else about
They held the meeting to talk about the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia.
That's good. Nothing else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Benjamin Franklin.
He was an inventor. He was one of the delegates who came. He was the first to sign the Declaration of independent. He went bifocal. And he found out about electricity.
I'm not sure. Anything else at all? Okay. Tell me everything you know about Abraham Lincoln.
He was the 16th president. He was known as Honest Abe. He was a lawyer before he became president. When he was a little boy, he lived in a log cabin. He taught himself to read. Signed the Emancipation Proclamation.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about the Civil War.
Civil War was the war between the North and the South. It was about slavery. Confederates and slavery or something. I forgot what the other side.
What was? You say rebels? Okay. What else? Okay, tell me everything you know about the Constitution of the United States.
Constitution, it was written it was a set of laws that was written. Amendments in it, and
anything else?
The Bill of Rights was added to it.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about John F. Kennedy.
He got assassinated. president.
Nothing else? Okay, tell me everything you know about the atomic bomb.
A weapon used in war.
Even if you're not sure.
Thank you. They used it a lot in war for them.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about the Industrial Revolution.
That's when the cotton games made.
Okay.
And a lot of other things were invented. A lot of things were invented at that time.
Hold this closer to your mouth because you're talking so slow. Tell me everything you know about Martin Luther King Jr.
He was a civil rights leader. He said he made the famous I Have a Dream speech. He died on April 4th. No, yeah, I think. And at the Lane Motel. I know a lot about him. He was a little boy. He lived a pretty good life. He believed that you fought with peace, not violence. He was a reverend. He lived in Montgomery, Alabama. He had his wife's name, Coretta. He had four children, I think. He did many famous speeches. He led lots of marches. He led a march with all children. He was put in jail.
That's it? Okay. Tell me everything you know about the slave trade.
Well,
they
would, people would go to, well, they would go to places and they would trade things off for slaves. It started in Africa and they would trade rum and stuff like that.
About the civil rights movement.
Well, in the civil rights movement, that's when people, they were going against segregation, and they had lots of events like the bus boycott and lots of civil rights leaders, they said speeches and led marches and boycotted other places. And they people that were really involved in it were people like Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks and
everything you know about Harriet Tubman.
Well, she was born in around 1892, I think. And she escaped from slavery and she went back to help other people escape. She helped escape 900 slaves and went about 13 times. And she never got caught. And they had, the slave catchers had a lot of money for her. That if somebody caught her, it was a war, but she was never caught. And she was a nurse, scout, and a spy in the Civil War. And she was the leader of the Underground Railroad.
Everything you know about Frederick Douglass.
He was an abolitionist. He wrote a newspaper. He
by the NAACP.
Well, it's a organization for black people, and it, I know one of the founders was Ida B. Wells, and
everything you know about Malcolm X.
He was a leader, and he changed his name. That's why he has the X there. He said famous speeches too, and that's it.
Nothing else about Malcolm X?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell me everything you know about Muhammad Ali.
He was a boxer, heavyweight champion of the world. He said many famous, he had a famous rhyme that he said, and they took away his title when he refused to join the army, and he was born in Kentucky. He had disease and he couldn't box anymore. That's it.
Nothing else about Muhammad Ali? Okay, tell me everything you know about the Ku Klux Klan.
They were a group of people that were and treat people different from them wrong, from different races, especially African Americans, and they would kill them or hurt them or something. And they would burn crosses. They wore long white robes with white hats over their heads so no one could see them. And that's it.
Nothing else about the cookies? Okay. Tell me everything you know about the Montgomery bus boycott.
Well, it was because the blacks had to sit in the back of the bus, or if the back of the bus was full, they had to stand up. And it started Rosa Parks when she had to go to jail because she sat in the front of the bus because she was tired, and they took her to jail. So they didn't go on the bus, and they did carpools and walked and rode bicycles, and Martin Luther King was also a part of this. And that's it.
Nothing else about the Montgomery bus
boycott?
Okay. Moving on to the next part. Let's check your voice again. I want to check your results. Okay. Tell me everything you know about Little Red Riding Hood.
The characters are a little girl who wore a red hood, a wolf, a woodsman, and a grandmother and a mother, and The woodsman saved the grandmother and the little girl. And the wolf tricked the little girl. And he ate her, but it came out and killed the wolf. And the wolf faked to be the grandmother. And the little girl was supposed to take a basket of food to her grandmother. And the wolf got there before her and ate the grandmother. And
okay, tell me everything you know about Cinderella.
Well, a girl's father got remarried, and when her mother died, and the lady he got remarried, she had two daughters, and her father died, and her stepmother, her stepsister treated her wrong and made her clean. And so when a prince had a ball, and the stepsisters and the stepmother wouldn't let her go to the ball, so she cried, and her fairy godmother came and gave her a dress and some glass slippers and gave her a carriage, and she went to the ball. And at the ball, she danced with the prince. And her fairy godmother said that she had to be home by midnight. It was midnight, so she ran and she lost the shoe. And the prince found the shoe and made every maiden in the kingdom try on the shoe. And he came to her house and he tried the shoe on her and fit, and then they got married. The Cinderella and the prince.
Okay. Nothing else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Tell me what you know about an orchestra.
An orchestra is a group of instruments that play songs, and they have parts. They have the brass, the woodwinds, and the strings. And brass includes instruments like trumpet, and strings include violins and cellos, and woodwinds include flutes or oboes or, yeah.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about The Little House on the Prairie.
Well, it's a book written by, a lady, and she used names from her family and stuff, and wrote tales about it. Series. That's it.
Nothing else?
Mm-mm.
Okay, tell me everything you know about The Wizard of Oz.
It's a book written by Frank, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Grubum or something like that, and it's about a girl who lives in Kansas who has a dog, Toto, and the other girl's name is Dorothy.
Dorothy?
Yes. lady who lives in her neighborhood. She wants to take Toto away from her, so she runs away. So she tries to go back, and then she meets a man who works a fortune teller, and he tells her things that encourage her to go back home. So she goes, and a tornado hits her, cyclone, and so she goes somewhere over the rainbow, and she meets the Munchkin Man, and they tell her to go to the wizard to go home. When she meets the good fairy, and she tells her to go to the wizard and go home. The wizard had to follow the yellow brick road. So she does that, and along the way, she meets a scarecrow who wants a brain. She meets a tin man who wants a heart, and she meets a lion who wants some courage. And so they finally go to the wizard in the Emerald City, but the wizard tells them that they need the witch's broom, the wicked witch of the west broom. Her house lands on the wicked witch of the east. And so they go to get the broom, and they have to go. They get caught by the witch's winged monkeys. And the witch makes the lion and Dorothy her slave, but the lion refuses to be her slave, so she starves him. So Dorothy melts her with some water and helps the lion escape, and they go and find the Tin Man and the Scarecrow. And then they take her broom and go back to Wizard of Oz. But the Wizard of Oz turns out to be a fake. But he helps them anyway. He gives the Scarecrow a diploma. He gives the lion some something to make him think he has courage. And he gives the he takes some stuff, puts it up, puts some, and pins it in a scarecrow head to make it feel like a brain. And then he takes a balloon and he tries to go to Kansas, but Toto jumps out the balloon and Dorothy goes to get him, and the wizard flies away, so she still hasn't got it home. So they had to travel through all these lands to go to the good witch. So they go through a lot of other adventures, and they finally get there. So all she has to do is click her heels 3 times and say, "There's no place like home," and she was home.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Pinocchio.
But it's a story about a puppet. A man named Geppetto makes a puppet, and he acts like it's his son. And one day, a fairy comes and makes the puppet come to life. So the puppet wants to be a real boy. So he goes lots of places, and everywhere he goes, every time he tells a lie, his nose grows longer. And he goes to this island. No, he goes to a man's puppet show, and he's the puppet because he has no strings. And then he's supposed to go to school, but he doesn't. And he escaped, and then at the island, the boy turned into donkeys. And so he gets saved from turning into a donkey. He goes back home to spot Geppetto, and he finds he's not there, because Geppetto went out looking for him. And so he goes to find him, and then he
he looks everywhere at their family. He goes, who's she? And even Geppetto got even more will, and so he went to go save him. And so Geppetto finds Pinocchio. Pinocchio's unconscious, so he takes him home. And then when he wakes up the next morning, Pinocchio's a real boy.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Elvis Presley.
Well, he did rock and roll and stuff. And he lived in Memphis, and he had Graceland as his home. He had lots of famous songs. And he's real famous around Memphis. They have lots of places named after him. And some of his famous songs were "You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog" and "Blue Suede Shoes." And that's it.
Nothing else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Alice in Wonderland.
It's a story about a girl who falls down a rabbit hole and goes through lots of strange adventures. And she meets a cat that disappears and always smiling. And she meets a rabbit, a white rabbit that's always in a hurry. And she meets a queen with a bad temper. When she travels down the hole, it's a long way down, she goes into this place. And there are lots of doors and lots of things to eat and drink that make you bigger or smaller. So as she goes through the, and she meets a mouse while she's all those rooms. So, and she meets the Duchess, who has a baby that turns into a pig. And she has That's it.
Nothing else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Tell me everything you know about Peter Pan.
Story about a girl and her two brothers. They have dreams about Peter Pan. So, and one day he visits the house and her parents, and their names were Wendy, John, and Michael. The parents were Mrs. and Mr. Darling. So one day Peter Pan comes to visit them. He leaves his shadow. So the next day he comes back and he tries to catch his shadow and stick it back on. And he has this fairy named Tinkerbell that goes everywhere with him. And so Wendy, she hears all the noise she's making while Peter's trying to catch his shadow. And she wakes up and sews a door for him. And so she wakes up her two brothers, and then they fly to Neverland with Peter. And they meet the Lost Boys and Tinkerbell and Captain Hook and the pirates and the mermaids. And they go through all kinds of adventures. And Tinkerbell gets jealous of Wendy. And they meet Tiger Lily and the Indians. And they defeat the pirates and take over the ship, and they fly back home to the parents.
Anything else? Okay. What do you know about ballet?
It's a type of dance that you have to be graceful to do. And it has dance moves that are French language, and like plié, and that's it.
Now tell me what you know about jazz.
It's a the type of music that that's played, the most famous type of music. Has many that is was well was most played was originated by African Americans and it well instrument that we have pianos that play jazz and trumpet I mean not trumpets but saxophones and sometimes it some people sing it and that's it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Maya Angelou.
She's a poet. And she's black and she wrote books too. Like she wrote Why Does the Caged Bird Sing? And one of her poems was Phenomenal Woman. And she's still alive today, and
what do you know about the blues?
Type of music that was also originated by African Americans, and it has sort of a sad sound, and it. Listen.
Okay.
It trumpets and Louis Armstrong and W.C. Handy. That's it.
Tell me what you know about Michael Jackson.
He's a singer. And he was once part of the Jackson 5. I was a group of him and his brothers. And he made lots of songs. And then he had a skin disease that made him. And he's still alive today, and then one of his famous songs with the Jackson 5 was ABC, and then the famous song where he went solo was Beat It, and he had his house, he had lots of animals there, and when he was doing the commercial for Pepsi, his head got injured, and that's it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about B.B. King.
He does the blues, plays the guitar, and he's still alive. I think, yeah, he is, and there are many places in Memphis named, or the streets and places named after him, too, in Memphis. That's it.
Nothing else about B.B. King? Okay, tell me what you know about Motown.
It's a record company that did many other old famous artists like the Temptations and the Jackson 5 and Diana Ross and the Supremes. And Barry, Barry Gordy, he started it. That's it.
Tell me what you know about Roots, the saga of an American family, Roots.
It's a book. That's it.
Nothing else about Roots? Okay, tell me what you know about Aretha Franklin.
She was a singer, and she was born in, she was born here in Memphis. Oh, she lived in Memphis while she, and she, was famous for her song, well, she was famous for her song, Respect, and she, that's it.
That's it? Tell me what you know about Sammy Davis Jr. Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Tell me what you know about The Color Purple.
It's a book about a woman who, about her life and her family. Her husband treated her wrong, and her children were in Africa away from her, and finally she moved away from her husband and she saw her children, and that's all.
Nothing else about The Color Purple? Okay. Now we're moving on to news events. We're almost done, unless it's a long time. Okay, tell me what you know about Bill Clinton.
He was the president, and he almost got impeached because of a lady named Monica Lewinsky, and he... He did pardons to his brother or stepbrother or something, and he gave pardon to this lady that he knew, her Denise somebody, her husband, and he had two times as president, and his real name is William Clinton, and that's it.
Okay, now these are news events. Now tell me what you know about Ilian Gonzalez.
Well, he was going to America. From Cuba to America, and the boat sank, and he was lost out in sea, and he was found, and his mother got killed on the boat, so he went to visit some relatives, in Florida, and his father wanted to come back, but his relatives wanted to keep him. And they had this little argument about who was going to keep him. So finally he had to go back to Cuba with his father.
Anything else? Okay. What do you know about the Columbine shooting?
Well, it was school in Colorado, I think. And these boys, they shot a whole bunch of teachers and students. And this that's it.
What do you know about the Oklahoma City bombing?
Well, the man who did it, he's getting executed soon, or he already has. No, he's getting executed soon, and that's it.
What do you know about Princess Diana?
She died in a car accident, and she had a son, Prince William.
He used to be
Bill Clinton's vice president, and he ran against George Bush and for president for this term, and so he lost, and his running mate, his vice president was Lieberman. And he's a Democrat. That's it.
Okay, tell me what you know about the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Well, this little girl who, she sang and danced and stuff. She was killed, and people say that her parents did it, and it's big. It's a blow. That's it.
Nothing else about your family? Tell me what you know about Steven Spielberg.
He's a director. Somebody's... One of his movies was Amistad, and that's it.
Nothing else about Steven Spielberg. What do you know about John F. Kennedy?
Sorry, I'm
going to
have to get some stuff out of here.
We'll be finished in a few minutes.
Okay. He got killed in a plane accident going to a wedding, and he was John F. Kennedy's son, and that's it.
Nothing else about? Okay, tell me what you know about Mother Teresa.
Saint. That's it.
Nothing else from Mother Teresa? Okay. Last bit. Tell me what you know about Bill Cosby.
He's a comedian and an actor. And he had a show called Cosby Show, and somebody shot his son, and that's it.
Nothing else about Bill Cosby? Tell me what you know about Whitney Houston.
She's a singer, and she has a daughter. And she's married, and she's still alive today, and
that's it. Okay. Tell me what you know about Jesse Jackson.
He's a reverend and a leader. And he helped many people. Bill Clinton when he was doing with them, and he helped. And he
Jordan
was a really good basketball player, and he retired from basketball. He played for the Chicago Bulls, and he
nothing else from Michael Jordan? Okay, tell me what you know about Rodney King.
Nothing.
What do you know about the Million Man March?
It's a march that lots of people went to it.
Moesha.
It's a show on UPN, star Brandy, and she plays Moesha, and she has a brother named Miles, and her father's name Frank, and her stepmother's name Steve. She has friends, she has Niecy and Akeem.
Nothing else about Steve? Okay, what about Spike Lee? What do you know about Spike Lee?
He's the director. Mm-hmm. One of his movies was the original King's Comedy. That's it.
Nothing else about Spike Lee? Yes!
It's way of talking that lots of children do, and there's like it's not proper English and saying words the wrong way, and
okay, last one. Tell me what you know about O.J. Simpson.
He was accused of killing his wife. And that's it.
Nothing else but O.J.? Okay. That's everything. Took a long time, huh? Did you get tired?
Yeah.